This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Senator Claire McCaskill, the Missouri Democrat, has introduced a bill to force employers to use the federal government's electronic system to check that new hires are U.S. citizens or have permission to work. That system is called E-Verify. Marketplace's Andy Euler talked with farmers and construction workers in Texas about this.
The Wildcat Dairy in Gustine, Texas, 2.5 hours southwest of Dallas. It's muddy for the hundreds of cows waiting their turn on the milking carousel. Muddy for the farmers, too. Dairy manager David Volleman puts on a pair of galoshes, and as we walk around the farm, he tells me his family moved here more than 25 years ago from Luxembourg when Volleman was 3.
I have 3 brothers, and my parents wanted an opportunity so we could all be part of the family business if we wanted.
His family ran a dairy in Luxembourg, but Volleman says too much government oversight and regulation drove them to immigrate to Texas. Now, he says the family dairy is dealing with a new problem, finding workers.
10 years ago, you would have somebody come apply at your farm every couple days. That's not the case today.
Volleman says because running a dairy isn't seasonal like other agriculture, he needs help year-round. He says every one of his workers has proper documentation, as far as he knows.
If you came and applied and you bring me your driver's license and your Social Security card, how do I know that that's not just a really good copy you got somewhere?
Volleman chairs the Texas Association of Dairymen, a trade group for dairy farmers. He says that he and many of the 380-plus members believe requiring farmers to run everything through E-Verify would make hiring even more difficult, and he'd probably have to hire somebody full-time just to do it, cutting into his bottom line, even if the government program is free. He says if an E-Verify bill does pass, it ought to have additional elements.
If we have to verify that everybody's documents are correct, then it must come with a guest worker program.
Some earlier versions of similar bills have included a provision for guest workers. Stan Marek, CEO of a construction conglomerate based in Houston, has a different idea. He says there are plenty of workers already in Texas, but too many of them are undocumented and they can't be hired legally. He says the U.S. should make those who are already here pass a background check and give them a driver's license and Social Security number. Not amnesty, but the right to work here legally. Otherwise,
if we enact an E-verification bill without doing something about the people who are here, all we're going to do is force people to use labor brokers, independent subcontractors, anything but have employees.
Merrick has thousands of employees on his payroll, but he needs more. Many of his competitors, he says, already use and pay for labor brokers. So the legal obligation to prove a worker's documentation falls on the subcontractors. He's not doing that yet. But he says if E-verification becomes the law, he's probably going to have to. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.